And then every time I bring it up, I think I can recall at least 10 to 20 times already that he'll start crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he'll start crying.
That's manipulative, eh?
Then he'll kneel down, then he will... yeah, he'll do a lot of those things on...
Welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia, and for once, I'm just drinking water and not bubble tea.
Right. I'm Nina, and I'm also drinking water because water is good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so remember we said that, you know, we're going to be like shouting out for local brands, right? Mm. So we also created a Google form. So it's in a description link and in all our links around wherever you are. So if you are a local brand or you have one that you love, okay, send us the products and then we will feature it.
That's right.
This is Hook Coffee, which is freshly roasted in Singapore. Yeah.
As I can tell, it's ice jam biscuit.
Yeah, it's a very Singaporean flavor.
Right.
Very, very cute.
Okay, so for today, right, we're actually going to talk about something that is very, very heartfelt because it is about breaking up with someone. And in our comment section, right, actually a lot of people are sharing stories about, you know, having difficulties in relationship and like how to break up with someone. So our producers actually decided that we should be the chosen one to talk about this topic lah.
We're going to be talking about our first breakup and what we learn from it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nina, you can
first. No, you're going first today. I don't care.
Okay. So my first breakup was when I was quite young, maybe like 20. So it's like from 18 to 20. So that was my like first serious breakup. Serious as in like you need to put some thought into it. Because like that relationship lasts quite a while. So what happened during that breakup? Okay, I want to admit that I think I didn't do very well in that breakup. Because like it was my first time. And then I didn't know the do's and don'ts. And honestly, I didn't care lah. Because he's such an asshole, right?
Right.
What happened was... I've been thinking to break up with him for the longest time.
Why?
Because he was the guy that like...
cheat your money.
Yeah. Right. He was that one, right? So it was quite easy, it wasn't an easy decision. Mm. I'll say the hardest part of that breakup, right? Mm-hmm. Was the part when you're still trying to reconcile with it. It wasn't like the breakup itself. Breakup is the easy already. It's in the middle when you are like, oh, everybody make faults, you know, nobody is perfect. So like, this is one transgression of his, like, am I going to accept it or not? Like, can we move on? I think that was the hard part. Mm-hmm. That part was hard because it's somewhere in the middle, like maybe at a 1 year plus stage. And then, you know, it's like us having a lot of hard conversations, like, oh, you know, like you shouldn't be doing this, you know, and then like you should be solving your spending problem, you know, and then him like constantly lying and say, yeah, I'm fixing it, but still continuing to cheat my money, right?
Right.
Or like even steal, right?
Exactly.
So I think that part was hard because I was taught in a way that people are imperfect and you have to be accepting as a partner.
Right.
What I didn't know then was that, yes, that is true, right? But there are some things that are like values in life or ethics, and those cannot be touched one.
Right.
And like to me, stealing is just morally, ethically wrong. So rather than thinking that this was something that, oh, we need to work out as a couple, it was more of what you are doing is actually really morally wrong. And I, as a person, can choose not to be with somebody with such bad values. So that was something that I didn't know then, right? So the struggle then was like always constantly on this topic, and then him constantly letting me down, and that was hard because I think it went on for maybe like 6 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it went on for 6 months, and in the middle just so happened that we tried to break up a little bit, right?
What do you mean by try?
Okay, so that was the bad part, right? Like I really wanted to break up, but I think this is when like it's quite toxic. And I never knew also. Because, you know, I'm somebody who is like quite done. Like after a while, like I cannot take this kind of behavior. It's taking a toll on me. So I tell him, okay, I think, you know what? Like, I don't think we can solve this lah. Like you're constantly stealing and like I'm not a bank, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like let's just break up. And then every time I bring it up, I think I can recall at least 10 to 20 times already that he'll start crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he'll start crying.
That's manipulative eh.
That time I didn't know.
Okay.
Honestly, that time I didn't know. That's why it was like so long within like the 6 months. So that time I didn't know. And every time he cry, right, then he would look very pitiful. Really, really. Okay. Because like I seldom see guys like cry like that, right? Then he will cry, then he will kneel down, then he will he'll do a lot of those things on. The main point in his crying session is always, I can become better, I can change, right? And at that point, I'm like, you know, like maybe I should be a little bit more patient.
Oh, you're hopeful. You become hopeful.
Yeah, and I'm very hopeful. You know, I'm a very hopeful person. So I think at that time, it was okay, so you can change, right? And actually, it's not like, how to say, like, it was not like a personality thing or incompatibility thing. It was like the stealing thing, like his spending, right? Yeah. So when he said he can change, in a way, like, I would think there's nothing to do on my part. You know?
Yeah. Because it's all on him already.
Yeah, like really, right? So at that point, I'm like, okay, then I will just wait for you to change because I believe in you lah. But what happened was like at the first, right? Like he just owed me a few hundreds. And then I think like at the end, right? Especially the part, like the ending 6 months, I think like he stole from me like 3,000 over bucks. And I was only 18.
That's crazy.
So that is like almost like all my savings kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Because like at 18, like you really work only during your holidays. Like that's all you have. Yeah. So during that time, it was always him begging me that he will change. And then me like, okay, so I see people cry, right? Then I'll be like, oh no, okay. Yeah, right? I couldn't deal with it. So after 6 months, I think in the middle, we had really a break where I say that we need to take a break, right? So I didn't say I want to take a break. I said I want to break up, right? But it became negotiated to we take a break.
Right, you settle for the lesser part first lah. Whatever, the bare minimum you can get, you take first.
Yeah, okay. Because you know what? He's like, oh no, maybe it's just like we just need a short break and then we can come back, that kind. So I'm like, sounds like a plan, because like it's like a compromise ma, between what he want and what I want, right? So the bad part was actually during that taking a break, right? He started spending even more during the taking a break. So what was crazy, honestly, was like he really stole my POSB card, right? And he actually went to Siam Tiu with it.
Oh my god, of all things eh.
Yeah.
You go Siam Tiu?
Yeah, really. And then like,
how you know he go Siam Tiu?
I know, because I'll share with you later. But anyway, he and his friends are always like spending like that one, you know, like buying their very expensive like sneakers, buying their very expensive shirts, you know. And then at that point, I remember he's always going Siam Tiu because his friends last time already always joke him one, right? So when we were taking a break, I kind of like totally knew that was what he's doing, because even when we were taking a break, he'll say, oh, I'm going out with whatever my friend's name is. Then I'll know, oh, that guy is the Siam Tiu guy. Like, it's got to be that activity. So that was the part where it became very, very difficult, because during the Siam Tiu thing, so after we take a break, right? So he happily came back. And then like, I don't know lah, we say like 1 month break or whatever lah, right? Then after 1 month break, he's like, yeah, so like everything is okay already. Like you took time off and I took time off and then we're good already. Then I honestly felt like it was a bit better. After you don't see somebody for a while, right? Then when you come back, you think like, hey, got a bit of difference, right? And that's when I realized during that Siam Tiu time, right? He actually dated one of the girls at the Siam Tiu. The Siam Bu.
Oh,
yes. Because the Siambu, right? After that, text him. Yeah, like when we got back together. Then I'm like, who are you always texting? Then he's like, yeah, this girl, like, keep, like, harassing
me. Always the girl for one, this girl.
Yeah, like, this girl always harassing me and everything. Then I obviously, right, like, naive, right? Then he'd be like, oh, why, like, you so poor thing? Like, why people harass you, right? Then after that, it became, like, too much. Like, a lot of this harassing going on, right? That one day, right, I think I just decided to look at his phone, right? And it turns out that the girl was harassing him because, right, I think like during that 1 month, he totally let her on.
He promised her a future lah, something like that.
Yeah, babe, like it was a full-blown relationship. It sounded like that kind of vibe lah. Like she was harassing him in the sense like, I thought you really loved me. Like, no, then I felt very terrible.
Oh no.
In my mind, like what the hell you do during 1 month that, you know, like what do you promise this woman, you know? It really sounded like she's damn heartbroken, that kind. Then I go and confront him. I say, hey babe, this woman is not harassing you. Like it really sounded like you promised her stuff. You had a relationship full blown with her for 1 month that we're taking a break. And then he was trying to deny and then stay like, no lah, she's just this Siambu that we met. And then like, whatever nonsense, right? But at the end of the day, it was like, I said like, I actually read your text already. So like, you can like drop the pretense and everything. And that's when he said, oh, but we were taking a break, what? So like, I couldn't date another girl, man. And like, it was just dating. It was like, we're not together. Then I'm like, wow, then in my head, I'm like, what kind of a dick are you? Like, I thought taking a break means like you take a break to, I don't know, do yoga, learn about yourself, you know, do classes, you know, or chat your friends, you know, let off steam or vent or whatever, right? I don't think like taking a break means that you go and try and date another girl in the meantime, you know, to fulfill whatever that you need. So I think that part was the one that I realized, wow, this guy really have very bad ethics. First, he has a money problem. And second, like, I don't know what sort of problems he has. Like, he just victimizes himself quite a bit. Like, I don't think that girl was harassing him at all.
Yeah,
to
probably
be very
she
honest.
Really bought his story.
Yeah.
And like was as naive as you lah. Basically yes. In the same boat lah.
Correct, yeah. So I think that was the end, towards mm-hmm. the end, when I am so clear I want to break out with him, mm-hmm. right? And then I asked for a breakout law. I said, well, you cannot even be faithful, which is he keep debating. Right? Like, if we're on a break, then it doesn't mean that we're in a relationship during that time. So I was still faithful, which until today I'm like, get over yourself.
Unless it is no way, unless it is a breakup, yeah. Then I will say that yeah, you, in this 1 month you do whatever that is your problem. Correct. And if I choose to come back to you, I will look past all this.
Right.
But if it's like on a break, I take it as okay, we are gonna take some time on our own.
Correct.
To find out how we can improve on this relationship. Right. And if this relationship is gonna work out, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right.
Not by using a siambu lah, basically.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Like to me, taking a break really sounds like you know, a pause, you know, not like a stop.
It's like a reconcilement with each other like that.
Yeah,
la.
So after that, I was so sure I want to break out with him. Mm-hmm. But then he started his crying shit all over again.
Okay, this time round?
So this time round, the sad part is, after all, right, mm-hmm. I didn't even manage to break out with him because every time I do it, he just cries, right? So I just started slightly moving out, you know, and then like hanging less. Right, and then I think he got always text her and say like, hey, where are you, you know, that kind of stuff. Then at the time, because like I was actually staying in Malaysia, so you know, last time when I was with him, you know, I stayed with him and then we, you know, I tried to stay in Singapore more, right, because he wants me to stay with him and all that stuff, right? Then I just started moving back, and then there was this period of time quite funny lah. So I went with my mom on a holiday to Taiwan because I was so done with him, right? So I was like, okay, you know, after I earned a sum of money, I just decided to go on holiday with my mom in Taiwan for 2 weeks, right? And the funny thing is, I didn't even think of him at all during the holiday. So when I came back and I was in my room, then I was like, oh, I have a boyfriend or right? That's when I realized I don't see him as one already. So I felt that it was okay, and I still feel that it's okay that I broke up with him via text. Because that time don't have Zoom, right? I sent a very, very long, like, babe, it was so long. You have to send in like 20 messages. Because last time, messages short one.
150 characters only.
Yeah, like you have to like, blah, 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 you know? And then I state a very, very long text of why we cannot go on, right? And why I cannot do it in person. Because if I do it in person, right, you're just going to cry and I'm just going to give you an all over again. So like, that's that. And like, you know, like, bye-bye.
He accepted it lah.
No. The moment he received the text, he started spam calling my phone for like the next hour or something. Like, babe, it's quite crazy, right? Like you can get like, 89 calls, that kind.
Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't entertain simply because it's been 6 months of him crying and saying he'll change all. So I don't feel like this time is going to be any different. And I don't want to let myself be in that space again, right? And just nice, I'm in Malaysia, you're in Singapore, so I just don't pick up his call. And you know how the story ended, right? So
he
like
stalked you, right?
Yeah, then he became like, then he started stalking
obsessed.
Me in school after that. Yeah, but the breakup story is more of, yes, I broke up via text, but if you think of it by itself, it sounds like a very terrible thing, right? But I think in my case, right, and I still agree that I did the right thing, which is I feel like maybe my safety would have been compromised if I met him one-on-one, you know, like be it psychologically or physically. So I didn't. And even when I moved out of his place, right, I got my two brothers to actually go with me. So that like we didn't have to have a conversation, which he tried to have a conversation, but my brothers were like, hey, sorry, I give us 5 minutes in your we just clear out her stuff in your room. Like my brothers didn't leave. So I think that was how it went.
What I learned from your story is that right, like people look at breakup as immediate. But whereas for yours, it's a very gradual thing because of different circumstances. So when you approach breakup, it doesn't mean that you have to break the news and then you know you just leave. And sometimes it is hard because some relationships are more controlling than the others. Mm. So like, maybe if let's say you are like Sylvia, you already know in your heart that this is not going to work out. And you know that it's a tough situation to come out from, right? Like do the small steps that she took, which is firstly slowly moving out or like slowly hanging out lesser. Mm. And always be in company of people you trust, which is like your brothers, right? They will help you to clear your things out. And I mean, as of now, we cannot leave the country, but honestly, just going away first.
Correct.
And I think at the very same time, the other party can also realize that, yeah, maybe he also don't need you as much as he thinks he does. Although your story turned the other way, which is he became even more obsessed with you, because I think people always realize only when the other party leaves, You know, they only realize the severity because this person has always been giving in to, you know, that manipulative part of requests that he has been giving.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'm just glad that you came out alive and safe out of this relationship.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey babe, like I know. Like I remember, like now I say it calmly, but during that time I was very, very sad, you know. Like to be very honest, after that, like my mom like knew that I was like damn sad. And then I shared with her a little bit. And then, you know, because she's like those dramatic village mom, like the little bit you share make it worse.
Yeah, then she would bad.
Yeah, then I'm like, okay, that I don't tell you already. I didn't tell her the full story, right? But I remember I was really, really depressed at the time because you know why? I think I felt like I was a very bad person.
You put it on yourself.
I feel like I never give him chance, you know?
You gave him so many chances.
No, that's the problem. But when you are young, and then you are in the midst of it, right? And then like the other party is like begging and crying and like spamming call and then like sending you text after text after text, right? You'll be like, oh no, is it like me? Is it like I'm not a very forgiving person?
Oh, so you blame yourself, like why cannot just answer his call or
Is it? Really?
Right. I tell you, I mean like based on my experience, right, this is the kind of mindset he put you in.
Yeah.
Because it is something that he wants to make you feel, you know, because he know that that part of you is the softer part of you.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, well, I will spam call her because I know she confirm will feel very bad and then she will pick up eventually and I can do the same old shit that I always
do. Babe, I don't know if that's what he thought, right? But when he's call, right, and I just texted back, please stop this. Like, it just went on, you know. I was really quite like, I felt quite harassed.
It really feels as though, right, it is a one-way traffic in that relationship whereby it's always under his condition and you always have to give in.
I feel a little bit,
so that is why when you say no, stop, he did not respect what you were feeling at that point of time. He just wanted his way. He like, want to go in like
that. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think looking back, I would have told my younger self, right? Actually, the first time he cried, okay, you know, we pity him or whatever. Okay, right. Second time is like, I don't know, give somebody another chance. And then the third time is just for relationship's sake, right? But like the next 20 times could not, you cannot condone such behavior. Like you being kind to him is being not kind to yourself.
Yes, correct.
And especially towards the end, right? When you're so like done and want to ask him for a breakup and he can negotiate into taking a break.
He can be a salesman, actually.
Yeah, like I wish I could tell myself then, babe, you cannot accept this kind of things, one, because this is not called compromising in a relationship.
And I realized one thing in this kind of situation is, fool me once, shame on you. But fool me twice is shame on me.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly, right? So I should have said, you know, the middle taking break part, unacceptable. And then after the entire thing, right, the whole breakup and then the whole stalking thing, very unacceptable.
After much evaluation, then you realize it is very unacceptable.
Very unacceptable. And like, I wish, you know, I could have ended things earlier. No, I wish like I can tell myself, actually, you have every right to have ended things earlier, right? Because to be very honest, I know I'm quite confrontational. I like to talk about things. So you already knew the problem. You already highlighted the problem, you know?
I mean, like, since it's your first relationship, it's not like you got a lot of experiences to really, like, understand that, hey, this is a red flag and, you know, I should walk away. So usually what my take on first relationships is always, right, you really bang the wall one. Because there's no way that you can tell yourself, oh, this actually happened before and I know my threshold, I know my limits, and that is why, hence, I'm not going to tolerate this kind of stuff. So the first relationship is always the one that banged the wall, unless you are very lucky that your first relationship is that dreamy and like that good, which happens, which we do have people around us that have this kind of relationship, then I mean it's good for you but first relationships are always in a way hit the hardest. And I realized one thing about first relationship, it kind of sets the tone in a way of how your outlook of relationship is gonna be eventually.
Yeah, which I would like to say, it didn't really set me up in a very good tone, right? Because like you didn't walk out of it like feeling like uplifted or
like empowered.
Like it's really not, you know, you came out of it like feeling like, wow, this is such a dread. In fact, it can get quite scary. So I would like to say, maybe when I was young, I felt like I walked out of it okay. But now you look back, right, that is some sort of
like implications that carry on, repercussions.
Yeah, like I don't want to use trauma because it's such a big word, but there must be a small form of it that happened during that time.
Yeah.
So like, if there's an advice I would give, right, is really, maybe when you're young, you feel like you want to give it your best, give it your shot, you know, give it your everything, right? But I would say that before you enter a relationship, maybe you really need to tell yourself, even though it's my first relationship, right, and I will bang the wall, right, there is some boundaries I really have to set.
The basic boundaries, yes.
Correct. Yeah. And then, like, if you feel disrespected, you give yourself like 3 times and that's it. Like, if I feel disrespected, first time I need to say, second time I need to say, third time I need to walk away.
Yeah.
So I think that is something I didn't do for myself. I bend over backwards a little bit too much that I didn't fight for myself at all.
I think one way to evaluate is also one exercise that I always do, which is, for example, right, this person is treating you this way. You are confused on whether it is good or not. You just imagine someone treat your brother, your sister, your mother or your father that way. Can you accept it? If you cannot accept it, that means that it is a no for you.
Correct.
Because sometimes when you are in that position, right, you really cannot tell.
Cannot.
So when you put yourself into a position where it happens to someone that you love, do you want that person to go through this? If the answer is no, means that you also don't go through this.
Correct. Yeah. And Nina always gives this advice and it's always so like on point.
It's perspective. Really.
So I agree that if you're in a relationship now and you feel like there's something that's not right, do exactly what Nina just shared. And if the answer is I wouldn't allow this to happen to my younger sister or my younger brother or even my best friend, then you need to walk out. Whether you're a guy or you're a girl, you need to walk out.
Doesn't matter.
And I hope today, my story, right, just tell you that we hope that you can be a little bit more brave after you listen to this. So that it's not that you shouldn't go through it or what.
For sure.
Right? But it's just that you need to protect yourself, right? It really doesn't mean that love means that you give up yourself for somebody else.
Yeah.
You need to always, you know, hold on to your core and protect yourself first.
Yeah. And also realize that in every relationship that fail, right, both parties are to blame. In your story, right, maybe because you keep giving in and, you know, letting him, he also just take it and, you know, because it doesn't count every single time.
And now that you deep dive like this, I agree, you know, it is like that kind of
你纵容他.
Yes. No, I really did. You know, I really, really did. Yeah. 纵容 meaning like I enabled him. Yeah. You know, like I didn't say, hey, you don't do this, huh? Like I cannot accept. You know, instead I'm like, oh, okay.
You say you will change that, I wait. But it's not wrong also. It is not wrong.
It's not wrong.
Love is blind.
No, but it's not wrong if like, oh, I also learned one thing from my therapist, right? Which is like, you must really imagine yourself like a grass or maybe a tree or a flower or whatever that's just bending in a wind, right? So obviously the best position would be upright, right? But she said like when the wind blows, you always sway a little bit, sometimes backwards, sometimes forwards. So when backwards, it means that you are compromising, you know, for the sake of the other person. But when you go forward, is they compromising for the sake of you. And she says like, just like a flow, right, you have to often bend backwards sometimes, and it's okay as long as one day you bend forward back and you sway in a very harmonic way. And she said then that is fine. It doesn't mean that stand straight and then like I'm a ruler, you know. I'm not a ruler, right? We can sway and we can move the flow.
That's like two people dancing together.
Correct. And that is what relationships should be. And I thought that was really beautiful. Right, so I'm sharing it here. Yeah, but if you feel like you're always constantly bending anything backwards, right, then you are not a grass anymore. You are just like
a twig. Because twig is not flexible, ma. So you are a twig.
Yeah, and then you're gonna push down and then you cannot stand up. So that is sad.
Yes.
So at the end of the day though, like you're right that, you know, things wouldn't have gone so bad if I didn't enable that behavior also. You know? So that part was really on me.
But on his part, never treat anybody like this, you know.
Yeah.
You must never take advantage of a person like this, especially when that person is being kind to you and truly care for you. Like, don't ever use it as like a leverage for yourself. Because that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, but I can kind of tell why he's like that, to be very honest, right?
The parents.
Because like his mom treat him like the precious baby of the house, even though like, to be honest, he has a younger sister. And to be honest, I always say like, wow, younger sister is a very poor thing. And then all the nice stuff, right? Every time I see the mom come home, right, the food is, dear, you want to eat first to him first. And then like the sister got come out, no, come out is her taizi, you know.
Oh god.
Really? Then I always feel like the poor sister is like the poor thing in the family, and she's the nice one in this family. Honestly, yeah. So it feels like he's so used to the mom taking care of him.
Yeah.
And like allowing all his things.
And you also mentioned before that his parents like side him one ma. So even if they see him doing something that shouldn't be done to you, they also just let it pass, right? They ask you to forgive him and things like this, right?
Yeah.
So you see, when nobody go and, you know, set things straight for him, right? All the more he thinks that he's entitled to all this.
Correct. Yeah, but the sad thing is, just want to highlight also, because maybe also like my mom has always taught me, right? That, oh, if you're the woman of the family, right, you need to be, you know, like sacrificial a bit, you know, you need to like take care of the family a bit. I would like to say that is not wrong if that is really authentic to you and that empowers you and that is what you really is your goal in life, right? But I feel like, to be very honest, if I can share one thing, it might be a little bit too deep, okay? It might be a little bit much, right? But I feel that as women, right, I don't think that is right to be told that being the most sacrificial person means you are the most woman, the most, you know, like that is what it means to be female. I do not. I feel like whether you are male, whether you are female, right, we should always empower that person to be like whatever they should become. It doesn't mean that if you lose yourself, you're very sacrificial, you know, you give up everything for another person, it means you are the best. Like, that is just wrong. And maybe that is why, you know, I felt that I need to be that role because I was the female in the thing, right? So like any unhappiness, I must suck it up. That kind of vibe, you know, that we are kind of taught. I mean, I was taught by my mom.
She taught you, but she never laid out the condition. So you take it at face value, is it?
I think I really take it at face value. Yeah.
Because you see the good in everything. That is why, right, when she tell you this, right, yeah, this is what you receive and this is what you want to also project out, ma.
Correct.
Right? Because it's really just like that. And I think for you, you model a lot with your mom.
Correct.
Right? So, like, whatever that she does.
Because she's very loving to our, like, family. And that is why our family unit is, like, strong. Because she's really the pillar, right? Because you see, like, this is the correct behavior, right? But honestly, I don't think, as a modern woman or as, you know, like, it really depends. If that is your goal, you know, to be that kind of sacrificial mom, sure, but you don't need to feel the need to model that in your relationship, because you might be in a case of me where you enabled somebody to do a very terrible behavior. And you know, honestly, I wasn't his mom. Why did I need to be a sacrificial mom?
You're just a girlfriend at that point of
time. Okay, so that's my story, and it seems like, wow, we deep dive and we took a bit of time. So Nina's story will be in the very next episode.
Well, so after we deep dive into this story that Sylvia actually shared, right, I do realize that there are a lot of things that if you put thoughts into it really seek like your friend's opinion, right, you will be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel and realize that it's really not as hard as you think it is if you know yourself, like what you want and what you don't want.
Yes, and with that, I just hope you feel a little bit more brave.
Yes,
if you're in the same situation, and take good care of yourself, right? And okay, this is Hook Coffee once again. All right, I'm Sylvia. And thank you so much for listening in to today's episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTM.